report it. Not that he had much to tell the operator, as the license plate was obscured by a colored cover, and the driver was nothing but a shapeless form behind an illegally tinted windshield. Now, as he drove down an empty, winding, and single-lane rural road in North Dakota, the truck was back again, and coming up behind him so fast it had to be going at least 20 over the limit. He prayed that God would protect the driver from their obvious foolishness. He pulled closer to the shoulder to give it extra room to pass. Last thing he needed was to start fighting for the road with an obviously reckless driver, even if he hadn't had therapy dogs with him in the SUV. He already had enough gray mixed in with his dark blonde hair and beard as it was. Right now, his Mercy Tales crew consisted of 5 happy pups, all wearing matching bright green camo pattern bandanas, and now on their way home from today's hospital visit. 2 Labrador retrievers were stretched out in the caged-in back. A poodle mix and pug were in the back seat in crate-style dog seats. His co-pilot today was a dachshund named Harvey, who was currently sitting tall beside him on the passenger seat, with his long ears flapping in the warm spring breeze. Micah had transported all kinds of highly important cargo during the years he'd served overseas as a Marine with the United States Marine Corps. But as proud as he was of his military service, nothing compared to seeing the smiles on the faces of little kids, sick people, and senior citizens when he walked in with his little bandana-wearing crew. It was just after 8, and the hot July sun was dipping down toward the horizon. Huge industrial sprinklers watered fields of wheat and barley on either side. The pickup truck behind him grew closer, kicking up gravel in its wake. It didn't seem to be slowing down any, which worried him, considering it wasn't exactly safe to pass anyone at that rate of speed. Then a sudden fear hit him like a jolt to the heart. What if it didn't pass? What if the truck ran into them? At this speed, on this road, that could be fatal. Micah tended to have a pretty positive and optimistic view of people in general. He'd just assumed the bad driver was either a physical or mentally unwell person who just happened to be heading the same way, which was incredibly dangerous, but not personal. He couldn't imagine anyone having a beef with his cheerful and distinctive lime green SUV with dog decals on the windows and the Mercy Tales logo on the sides. And it wasn't like Micah had any enemies. He was a therapy and service dog trainer who trained animals and them with people as well as taking his little crew on community visits. Sure, he suspected that his half-brother Nick had been dabbling in some kind of criminal activity. And Micah felt like he'd spent the past few years constantly bailing him out of one scrape after another. His brother was deeply resentful of law enforcement and convinced that police had bungled the investigation into his mom's killing 10 years ago. For some reason, that made Nick feel justified in breaking a few laws here and there himself. Micah had recently paid a local private investigator some money to try to dig into the circumstances surrounding Nick's mom's death. But the PI had turned up nothing. Yet he couldn't imagine someone risking their life, his and the lives of his dogs, over either one of those things. But now, as the truck grew closer, he could feel a warning prickle at the back of his neck, and suddenly he wasn't so sure. Micah hit the gas, pressing the accelerator as much as he dared, and feeling the speed kick in beneath his feet. The dogs grew restless and started to whine. They'd never liked getting jostled, but at least the 4 in the back were buckled in. But they weren't tethered in all that tight, and little Harvey was sitting loose in the front seat. The truck was still speeding behind him, closing the gap between them. He could now see another SUV cresting the hill ahead of him on the empty road. For now, the second approaching vehicle was still just a speck in the distance as it came toward them, but he felt his heartbeat faster. God, please get the dangerous truck driver past us and off the road before anyone gets hurt. He glanced back to the rearview mirror as the gap between himself and the speeding truck closed. 40 feet, 30 feet, 20, and something inside him was certain that the driver had no intention of swerving. If anything, it seemed to be gunning right for him. "Harvey!"